house plants are something that many people may have or may not have, and we're going to go over several of them that would be recommended in order for you to have in your home in order to better purify the air and make life a little easier for you.
So definitely house plants do add something to your home, and one I want to talk about here is aloe, and it's great for increasing the oxygen in your home, and it can absorb the carbon dioxide and the carbon monoxide, and you can replace air purifiers with an aloe plant. You won't have, obviously, the same air circulation, but aloe plants do help absorb the toxicity in the air a bit. But one thing I want to mention with aloe is aloe juice. If you grow aloe, you want to juice it. You can, if you drink it, it becomes a natural laxative, and it also helps your digestion. So it's kind of like a twofer with that plant. You have a house plant, but you also can, you can drink it, essentially, juice the plant juice.
Yeah, that's what it is. So what is another thing in which another house plant in which would be recommended possibly if you are going to look in the avenue of house plants?
So another one is a ficus, and this plant does not need a lot of light, which a lot of people like because that way you can put it in a corner. But the leaves might be poisonous, so if you have pets or small children that might eat the leaves, then that's a little bit more not exactly the most friendly plant. Ficus trees are common in the home, but they can be a little bit finicky, so you would have to kind of look up how to care for a ficus.
Ficus, larger plant, I believe, is it not?
It can get larger, yeah. That's correct.
Let's look at ivy. Ivy is something many people have and maybe are not even aware that it is an ivy plant that they can have in their home. But this is kind of, if you're going to pick one, this is probably the go-to plant.
So ivy would be definitely a good bathroom plant. I know that sometimes you'll see it in bathrooms of professional buildings. And the reason for that is because it will remove feces particles from the air and 60% of the toxins in the air. It's also something that looks nice because it does drape around. It grows. So if you have an area where maybe you want to have it drape, and as it grows, continues to grow, you can make it look nice, not just a plant, but also kind of an interior design element.
Now, with any of these plants, you want to figure out the recommended light requirements. You just can't stick them in a corner of a bathroom, as you indicated with the ivy, and it'd be dark most of the year. So you want to be able to keep that in mind as well. Now, spider plant is a really cool plant, and it does a lot of benefits here. A lot of all of these plants, have a certain level of cleansing, toxicity removal capabilities in your home.
So if you've ever, it's probably the most popular of the easiest to grow hanging plants or trailing plants. So it's got the trails and hanging. So if you have like an upper corner somewhere, you can grow it. It does photosynthesize under very minimal light, and it does also absorb the toxins from air as carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, gasoline, and styrene.
Now, spider plant, it's named because it has the characteristics of when it's draping and cascading over the pot, like little spiders hanging down. So that's where that name comes from.
So then there's the snake plant. It's called the Sanservia. I think I said that right. And it's a hardy indoor plant that you can grow just about anywhere. And it is a great house plant. I think it's also called mother-in-law's tongue, the way it shoots up, I think that's kind of the not so well-known name, or maybe well-known name for it. And it's also nice because it can perform photosynthesis under minimal light as well.
And that's why these are all good house plants, because yes, they do need a little bit of light, but it's not like a tomato plant where it needs full sun 8 hours a day in your home. There are different plants that are house plants that do require that kind of requirement of light.
And it does produce a lot of oxygen, especially at night, so that's something that is fun. And, yeah, so you want the oxygen. That's another reason to have house plants is, one, it brings some green, provides oxygen, it filters the air, and it's just nice to have around. And some of these plants, like I have a plant on my desk, it's called calathea, and what it does is it opens and closes.
The leaves actually roll up and then open up.
Right, kind of like the palms of your hand, more open than some more closed.
Now, to most gardeners or vegetable gardeners, if you see that in a plant, that means the plant is requiring water or it's very stressed. In this instance, that is the characteristics of the natural growth cycle of that plant.
Right, it's called the living plants because how you can see the process and what it is, it's just for light is all it is. And actually, when I first started noticing that, I thought it needed more water. And then I looked it up, and then I realized that it's doing that because it's absorbing light, and then it's closing up to kind of go to sleep.
It's got enough light. It's done what it needs
prefers,
to do.
Yeah, the morning light. So it's kind of a neat plant. Freaks my coworkers out sometime. They're like, your plant moves throughout the day. And I'm like, yes, that is what it does.
That's kind of one way to maybe to keep the coworkers away from you when they have a plant. You have a plant that's moving around on your desk.
Right.
Leaves, not physical pot moving with legs. Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a fun plant. And then there's also peace lilies.
Peace lily is another very common house plant, and they are easy to grow. Most of the varieties can grow about 16 inches high, is about the tallest. But they can be larger if cultivated and taken care of. Again, it removes toxins from the air, and it also can remove other bad things in the air, not just the toxins. Also creates oxygen for you in your home. Now, in the cultivated period, it can get up to 6 foot tall, so it can be a very large plant if you allow it to get to that height in your home.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, 6 foot tall plant. You know, some people have these in the corner of their family room next to a large window that will do quite well.
A lot of people like peace lilies, or they're giving us gifts at times because of the peace element.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that also. Another thing, cool thing about aloe, and
to the aloe plant here for a moment?
Okay. I kind of missed this earlier. And I don't know why we don't grow an aloe plant. We had one.
You can put it on burns.
Right. What happened to our aloe plant?
It didn't make it. I don't know. I don't remember us having an aloe plant.
We had one.
Okay. We'll discuss that aspect later.
You can use it as an alternative to mouthwash. So what you would do is you can put it on your gums and then kind of like move it around and then spit it out.
We're not chewing it up.
No, like put it on your gums. It can help relieve bleeding or swollen gums.
But you don't want to consume it you don't want to swallow it.
I mean, you can consume it, but you probably just want to, since you're using it as a mouthwash, mouthwash usually to remove like toxins or grossness on your teeth and gums, you'd want to spit that out, yeah. But it's definitely a very useful plant, so if you want to grow aloe.
And there's many varieties in which of aloe that you can get. I remember, you know, growing up, we had an aloe plant, and when we got a burn, we would take and break part of the leaf structure off and then use that the oils or the juices in the aloe plant to rub on the wound of the burn.
Right. So there's that as well. And you don't have to go far to find a house plant. They sell them usually at most big box stores.
Grocery stores,
all sorts of places.
You have to look pretty hard not to be able to find one in your area.
Right. But if you do want to pick out the right house plant for you, you might want to go to your local independent garden center that sells the house plants. And that way you can always ask questions, read labels. They might have a larger variety. So that way you can check that out and find your ideal house plant.
Well, that's just a variety of houseplants in which we would recommend if you're looking at something to get over the winter to keep some green going in your home, there's some houseplants.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.